Moving on to our third installation of our psychedelic weekend. In late 1966, the Jefferson Airplane recruited Grace Slick, and the rest, as they say, was history. Over the course of the next 6 months, the Airplane took center stage as one of the leading bands of the new psychedelic rock movement that emerged from San Francisco. Their breakthrough album, Surrealistic Pillow, sorry about that, I guess I've had a little too much libations. Their breakthrough album, Surrealistic Pillow, produced by the Dead's Jerry Garcia and released in February 1967, spawned two huge hits, Somebody to Love and White Rabbit. The airplane played at the Human Being in January, and then at the Monterey Pop Festival in June, helping inaugurate the Summer of Love, in which thousands of young people converged on the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco. The year 67 was one of those transcendent moments in rock history, with debut albums from the Grateful Dead, the Doors, and Jimi Hendrix, as well as the release on the 1st of June of what many folks believe is the greatest rock album of all time, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. The Airplane were an integral part of this musical revolution, and this soundboard from the 4th of March 1967 captures them as they just begin their rise to national prominence. Sit back, continue partying, and let's rock on with the Airplane.
You are listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there.
I feel like my whole life is through. We may be fixing the guitars because we just got here. Took a cab. As a young writer in San Francisco, his name is Dino Valente. Anyway, he writes some beautiful songs. Next song he wrote, it's called Let's Get Together. Who said that? Cigarettes. Right. Paul tuning on the right. Paul thought about it. Paul thought about it. What are you?
Around. don't hang around, you're bringing me down. You used to tell me my love was your flame, but I had you last evening. Well, it wasn't the same. No, you're bringing me down, and you know it ain't right.
Best friend. Dream. Do you know what I mean? Thank you, Yorma.
Yorma's his turn.
Yes. It's Yorma's turn. Blues? This is a song called Yorma's Blues. Or Come Back Baby. Features our lead guitar. Irving Schmidheimer.
Thank you.
Falcon and wrote on lead guitar. It's called She Has Funny Cars. Whatever it means. Song Lou Rawls had out a while back. It's called Tobacco Road.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here's a song Paul and I wrote a while back called Running Around the World.
Understand what I'm looking for. What love is, I plead the earth, and much more. Thank you. over there. Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's complete the second session of this evening. We're going to take about a 15-minute intermission and then begin our third performance. Remember tomorrow afternoon jam session at 4 o'clock, 4 to 8, and then...
Yeah, that was Jefferson Airplane, March 4th, 1967, at the Cafe Agogo. Man, that was a smoking concert. And speaking of that, let's hope you guys are smoking